Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del, who, by the way, is out looking at real estate. He is on the hunt for another asset. So he asked me to come on today's show and spend a little time with you while he is out there doing his thing with real estate investing. So what I decided I would do is I would share with you some information that was shared with me. And the information I'm going to share with you was kind of a game changer for me. Now, the information itself is kind of old. And when I say it's kind of old, I really mean it's really old. See, there's this book out there that was written by a man by the name of George Klassen. And back in the, Well, I like to call it the Flintstone days. You know, some of you guys that are old like me understand that reference. But this is a book that was originally published in 1926. And the book is entitled The Richest Man in Babylon. And when I first read that book, I had my doubts as to whether the strategies and the tactics that are in this book would make a difference in my life. You know, I read this thing way back in the 1990s, and I was concerned that, you know, this is old stuff. This is ancient history. I mean, after all, hasn't mankind found a better approach to achieving financial freedom? Well, to be honest with you, I don't think so. I think we as human beings have a tendency to follow the crowd. We do the herd mentality thing. And you know what? I'm not picking on you because I'm that same guy. I did the exact same things. Now, let me just share with you a little background on me for those of you that have never heard me before. I spent 27 years in the United States Army. And I'll tell you, I had a really great career. But when it was time for me to leave the Army, I had a big problem on my hands because although I had earned a pension, that pension only paid me one third of what I was making when I was serving on active duty. So I had a huge financial problem on my hands. And coupled with that was the fact that I was trying to penetrate into a workforce where my greatest skill was killing the bad guys and breaking all their stuff. And that doesn't necessarily translate into corporate America. Well, okay, if you want to be a defense contractor, that actually fits in pretty well, but that's not the path that I wanted to go down. So one of the things that I did while I was searching for employment and concerned that, you know what, I was probably going to be living in a cubicle until I was 70 years of age, is I went back and I reread certain forms of literature that made an impression on me, although I didn't necessarily understand what the author was trying to tell me. So where am I going? Well, I'm going to talk about George Klassen's book, The Richest Man in Babylon. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on the five rules or the five laws that he describes of gold. Now, I'm not trying to sell you gold. I'm not trying to say go out and buy gold because, you know, at the end of the day, I don't think investing in gold is a way to get you retired. I also don't think it's a way for you to get out of the rat race, you know. Don't get me started on gold. But almost 30 years after reading that book, I went back through it and I reread the information. And this time it had a more successful impact on me because for the first time in my life, even though I found employment, I wasn't satisfied with what I was doing. And I needed to find a different path to follow. I had to change the path that I was on because I was doing what everybody else was doing. And After I started to execute the laws and the rules that were outlined in the book, I knew that the information contained within was just as true today as it was back when Klassen wrote this thing in the 20s. And ironically, in the book, he talks about principles that are literally thousands of years old. Really, really old stuff. I mean, that's why it's called The Richest Man in Babylon. So it's a timeless work because the needs of man and the laws of gold are really timeless and they don't change. The human desire for peace, joy, love, wealth, health, and happiness, that hasn't changed over time. How we each achieve those things may be different, but the goals themselves, well, they remain unchanged. The fact that money comes to us from one place, well, from other people essentially, also never changes. To make money, you have to help and serve other people in a way that deserves them giving you their money. That's the way the economy works. I mean, there's just no pile of money laying out there for you to just go pick up and spend at your leisure. So on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into the key components of Klassen's five laws of gold. And at the end of the show, I've asked Lee Reeves, who was one of our educational guys. That's probably the nice way. We like to call them life changers because what they do is they help people like me, like you, change the direction that you're on. They teach you, and Lee is really good at this. They teach you how to retire in 5 years or less. It's really that simple. So let's get into that first law of gold. The first law is this. It is simply pay thyself first. Now, I'm going to try and read straight out of the book Klassen's actual line. So if I sound kind of goofy here, I'm kind of a goofy guy, but it's the way the literature was written back then. It says, gold or money cometh gladly and in increasing quantities to any many who will put by not less than one-tenth of his earnings to create an estate for his future and that of his family. Maybe I should have put some kind of old world accent on it. I don't really have an old world accent to go to. But I think it is safe to say that few people ever get rich living paycheck to paycheck. Thinking that the goal to achieving success is simply obtaining a bigger and bigger paycheck. What is really important is a consistent effort to put money aside for investment purposes. This is the beginning of all great wealth, and it creates the pathway for Klassen's second law. And even after I read this, it still took some time for it to sink into my thick brain. You know, I've always paid everybody else first. You know, I paid my car note, my house note, my credit cards, and that left very little to nothing to put aside for investment purposes. But once I reversed the order, things changed rather quickly for me. What I did was this. I prioritized putting money aside into an account that I would use for investment purposes, you know, to buy that next rental house or to invest in my next apartment community. And then I paid everything else after that. And some of you might be screaming at the radio right now saying, what? That's crazy, man, because you might run out of money. Well, what it meant to me was that my priorities had finally gotten correct. Yeah, bad English. I know my eighth grade English teacher is turning in her grave. So what this meant to me, that as my income went up over the years, I made a point not to raise my expenses. And more on Klassen when we come back from the break.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy who used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, and I'm sitting in for Del because Del is out buying a bunch of real estate. So we want to wish him nothing but great success. And I'm going to impart on you today some wisdom. And what we've been talking about so far on the show is I've been talking about the book, The Richest Man in Babylon, which was written by George Klassen back in the 1920s. And in that book, he describes what he considers the five laws of gold. And essentially, it is a recipe for you to follow, which is a timeless recipe that makes total sense even 100 years after this thing was published. Pretty cool stuff. So the first law was pay thyself first. And what I was talking about was the concept that you need to get into the habit of putting money aside for you and your family first before you pay everything else. What this meant to me was this. As my income went up over the years, I made it a point not to raise my expenses, not to go out and buy that bigger car or that bigger house. And what I started to do was to keep that first 10% of my paychecks just for me and my family, just to set it aside. Now, pay yourself first means exactly that. It means pay 10% to your savings first. Then you have 10% for charity, which I also think is very important. And then maybe 10% to pay off some of that consumer debt that you have out there. And if you don't have any consumer debt, well, maybe that's just another 10% that you add to that first 10% that you're paying yourself. The concept is this. You need to adjust your lifestyle so that you're living off of the 70% that's left over. And you control those expenses so that they never go above that. And when I say never, I mean never. You know, you don't need to put yourself in a situation where, well, I've got to keep up with the Joneses and Susie down the street. You know, we work together and Susie got a raise and she bought a bigger house and I've got to get a bigger house. That's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. Doing that stuff is not going to get you to where you're trying to get to. Now, Klassen's second rule or law is to invest to build more wealth. And what he says in the book is this. He says, gold or money laboreth diligently and contently for the wise owner who finds it profitable employment, multiplying even as the flocks of the field. Yeah, I know it's kind of getting all old worldy on us, but what he is saying is this. Putting money aside for yourself is just the starting point of creating great wealth, but it is not by itself enough. It is not. You must be looking for ways outside of your earned income to build additional streams of income for yourself and your family. And here's why. Money just sitting around in a savings account, it actually loses value over time. And that is a result of a little thing out there called inflation. Now, inflation isn't real crazy nowadays, but when I was a kid, yeah, it was kind of up there. So when you study the concept of money, you do have an appreciation for the fact that a dollar bill today buys less in the form of goods and services than a dollar bill bought when you were a kid. It's just the way it is. And you must use your savings to invest and build income streams that constantly replenish your cash reserves and get them to grow. Notice that I said build income streams. Most of what you're doing out there for quote unquote investment, you're not building income streams. I mean, you're throwing money into a 401k and maybe you're buying stocks with that or mutual funds or whatever you're doing. And every month you get a statement and maybe every month that balance goes up, but it's not paying you money that you can use to offset your ordinary expenses. It's not doing that. You know, real estate is extremely effective for building wealth since it produces income streams in various ways. There's cash flow, there's equity buildup, there's appreciation, there's equity capture, there's tax advantages. If you're doing multifamily, which is five units or more, there's the ability to force appreciation on that property and increase the valuation because of the way multifamily properties are valued. Sure, you could put your money into the stock market. I know a lot of you are doing that, but investing in the stock market, to me, is speculation. Personally, I consider it similar to gambling because you don't necessarily know what's going to happen on the next turn of the cards or when the market opens. To me, it's not investing because there is the real potential that the stock market can crash on you. And if you don't believe me, just take a look at history. The stock market has a tendency to go up and up and up and up, slow over time, and then in one fell swoop, it just crashes. I mean, we experienced that when COVID-19 kicked off this year. Do you remember what happened to the stock market? I think it lost like a third of its valuation in a couple of days. Now, fortunately, for those of you that have your money there, it recovered nicely. But that hasn't always been the case with the stock market. I can take you back to 2008, 2009, where the stock market did some very terrible things, and it took a long time for that market to recover back to where it was at. And there were a lot of people that thought that they were going to retire around that time frame that found that they couldn't afford to retire anymore because, well, their wealth eroded. And if they were to start taking money out of those so-called investments, well, they would run out of money much sooner. And of course, we don't know how long we're going to live. So be very cautious as you make your investing decisions. Now, rule number three, pretty simple. It says, read, study, and seek qualified advice. Klassen says it this way. He says, gold clingeth to the protection of the cautious owner who invests it under the advice of men wise in its handling. So by qualified, what he means is that you have to spend a huge amount of time qualifying your advisor. And with regards to whom is advising you, you need to ask the following questions. Does this person have all the time he or she wants with his or her family? Do they have the fitness level that you're trying to achieve? Have the community involvement that you want? In other words, are they involved in the community the way you want to be involved? Do they have the happiness, peace, and joy that I want? And do they have the wealth that I want? When we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into that rule. Stick around.
Now, here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
No, it's not Del Walmsley today. It's Al Gordon sitting in for Del because Del is on the road looking at real estate to acquire because that's what Del does. He buys real estate and he does a very good job of it. And what we're doing today is we're talking about a book called The Richest Man in Babylon, which was written back in the 20s by George Klassen. And it is a book that really gives you some good foundational information with regards to what you should be doing to create wealth for yourself and your family. Now, the third law of gold that Klassen talks about is read, study, and seek qualified advice. And before we went to break, I asked a series of questions about the person who's advising you. And these are questions that I don't think many of us take into consideration before we enter into a business agreement with somebody. You know, I think you need to ask things like, has that person achieved all the time that they want with his or her family? Have they achieved the fitness level that you're trying to get? Or do they have the opportunity for community involvement? I mean, if that's important to you, have they achieved that? Do they have the happiness, peace, and joy that you're trying to achieve? And ultimately, have they created for themselves the wealth that you're trying to create for yourself? Now, simply put, unless the person you're about to take advice from has the results from their life that you want, they are not qualified to advise you. Let me repeat that. They are not qualified to advise you. You know, you may need multiple mentors in order to achieve all of this. Maybe you need one that represents each of those elements that I described. Let me caution you. Do not fall into the trap of titles. Titles such as stockbroker or financial planner. You know what they mean? They mean nothing more than the fact that somebody has passed a series of tests approved by the government, and they don't indicate whether or not that person has ever actually achieved anything of worth. I'm going to pick on them. I'm going to pick on those guys. And trust me, I'm not trying to be abrasive or abusive. I'm not, but I think you need to understand something. You know, according to payscale.com, the average certified financial planner in the United States makes about $67,000 per year. Now, when I looked at some other sources, I saw that the median income was around $88,000, meaning half make more, half make less. And when the average is lower, well, those of you that studied math, you understand where I'm going. The thing about stockbrokers and financial planners is this: they earn their incomes by either charging commissions or fees for whatever advice they give you. So my question for you is this: do you really want someone that is trying to make a living and likely making less money than you are advising you on where to invest your money to achieve wealth? You know, other titles out there can harm you too. Things like the title parents, who offer their advice but have never been in the financial position that you want to be in. Teachers, spouses, professors, bosses, they also need to have their advice qualified by you. Just because they gave you advice doesn't mean that it's good advice. This really means that you need to find a qualified mentor or mentors that have achievement in life with regards to what you're trying to achieve. Now, Klassen's fourth law is don't be gullible. He says, gold slippeth away from the man who invests it in businesses or purposes with which he is not familiar or which are not approved by those skilled in its keep. What Klassen is trying to tell you is this, that there are really three wealth killers out there. There's a thing called ego, a thing called laziness, and a thing called greed. And this particular law is focusing on the concepts of ego and laziness. What he's doing is he's calling these people out and saying that either a person is so lazy that they won't educate themselves on alternatives to what they're currently doing in their life for financial freedom, or they are just so egotistical that they think that they are too smart to need any further education. You know, how many day traders have simply thought, everyone else out there must be stupid. I have this all figured out. I believe most of them have thought that. You know, what Klassen is trying to tell you is that you need to be as educated as possible in the business model you are considering investing your hard money into. What I mean by hard money is your hard-earned money. You need to understand what you are investing in and make sure you are operating those investments correctly. And that ties in to Klassen's fifth law, which is simply don't be greedy. Yeah, that's the third wealth killer. What Klassen says in the book is this. He says, gold flees the man who would force it to impossible earnings, or who followeth the alluring advice of tricksters or schemesters, or who trusts it to his own inexperience and romantic desires in investment. Yeah, it's pretty deep, isn't it? Have you heard the phrase, if it sounds too good to be true, it must be? I heard that phrase all of my life. But, you know, now that I'm a little bit older and I think I'm a little bit wiser, I think it needs to be reworded. I think the phrase should go like this. If it sounds too good to be true, do more research. Laziness and arrogance and greed will keep you from doing the research on your investing objectives, and they must be controlled at many levels to ever have any true peace and financial wealth for you in your life. Where I'm going with all of this, Klassen is essentially warning you to be leery of any investment that might promise ridiculously high rates of return. If things are not panning out, or if your BS detector is going off, get with your mentor, have that conversation, get that third-party input, and check out all the details of the deal. Now, I'm going to be the first to tell you that if you are planning to invest in real estate, make sure that you obtain a highly qualified and effective education. It is paramount to your success. Now, reading a couple of books on real estate investing can give you some of the basic groundwork. It can give you some of the, you know, the bigger picture stuff. But there's not a lot of good books out there that focus on the mechanics of investing and the process that you need to go through in order to be successful. It's true. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate education and mentoring company. That's what we do, and we are extremely good at it. And what we do for our members, because we're a membership-based organization, is we make sure that our members receive grounded financial principles that take them through the entire process of starting from a point of, I want to change my life, to the point of everything they need to do in order to execute a well-informed and devised strategy, to include all the tactical things that you must do. Now, in the last segment of the show, I've asked a gentleman by the name of Lee Reeves to come on and join me. I'll be the first to tell you, and so will Lee, that he is a recovering real estate attorney, but he has embraced these laws and restructured his life to focus on the results that he wanted for himself and his family, not on the results that others laid out for him. He became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He went through all the educational programs that we offer. He took them very seriously, surrounded himself with quality mentors, built a quality team around him, and then went to work to changing his life by correctly investing in real estate assets. And he's going to share some insight with you when we come back from the break.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Yeah, you probably guessed it by now. It's not Del on the show today. It's Al Gordon filling in for Del because Del is out buying real estate. But one of the things that I have done is I have asked Lee Reeves to come on the show because there, in my mind, there is nobody better to articulate Klassen's work, The Richest Man in Babylon, because Lee is actually a guy that is out there living the rules of gold. And the really neat thing about Lee is that as Lifestyles Unlimited was growing across the nation, and at one time, Del Wamsley, he was the only guy teaching our financial freedom course. Well, we were kind of burning him out. So what Del did was he went out into the membership base and he found some real quality people, Lee being one of them, who has put together a real estate investing strategy focused on the map that we teach. And along with that, also has the ability to teach these concepts to the membership. And Lee is now a part of our team, and he's giving back to the Lifestyles Unlimited community by teaching the fundamental concepts that you need to know in order to change the road that you're on. Now, Lee is actually in the middle of teaching what we call our four-part financial freedom seminar, meaning what they've done is they've taken the 16 hours and they've broken it into four-hour segments, and they offer it 2 days on 1 week, and then the following week they offer it on the other 2 days. And the reason they do that is because not everybody has their weekends available to do the training. And I'll tell you what, it has been an absolute success. So let me bring Lee on right now. And Lee, tell us what is going on. I mean, what's going on in the class right now? What are you guys covering?
Thanks for the introduction, Al. I will say, you know, that's a tough one to live up to, but I'm doing my best. We are in the middle of the four-part for November, but I will tell you that we actually have another one coming up at the very beginning of December, and I'll get into kind of all of the things going on within Lifestyles, or LU Nation. I kind of like that, LU Nation. And the things that are available for both people looking to get involved, but also current members. Right now, we just finished part three of the four-part last night, and I've got part four tomorrow. We're in the middle of talking about multifamily investing. And a lot of people out there think, multifamily investing, my gosh, how do you do that? I'm just an individual. I'm working. I'm saving. You know, that just seems so far off. And I will tell you that I started to think the same way when I first joined Lifestyles. I thought I was going to go buy all single families until I realized what Lifestyles teaches you is how to get involved in multifamily, either buying your own, which is available to some people at more than you would think, and also passive investing, which I've also done as well. But before I launch into that, so Al, I'm thrilled that you're covering George Klassen's The Richest Man in Babylon. As I was listening to your last segment, I pulled it off my shelf and followed along. I think this book should be required reading in every high school. I really do. I wish I had found it that early, because it really does guide you to how do you live and succeed financially in life. I mean, it's that simple, and it really covers those principles in a really deep way. We have covered in our class some of the concepts that you've covered in this book, including seeking advice from qualified people. It has to be qualified advice, right? I don't take relationship advice from someone who's been divorced three times, right? I don't take diet and exercise advice from a fat guy, right? By the way, I'm not giving that advice. So you have to take advice from people. You have to take advice from people who have been where you want to go, and that's what we do within Lifestyles, right? We send somebody out to blaze a trail and ask them to send back maps. And by following those maps, we know exactly what to do to get to the destination that we're trying to get to. So let me cover real quick what's coming up in the next month, because that is exactly what we're trying to share with you guys. So if you want to check out Lifestyles and learn the five ways that we make money in real estate, if you want to learn the seven principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, and if you want to see how the numbers really work in single family and in multifamily case studies, the first thing I'm going to do is direct you to one of our free workshops. This is conducted by webinar right now, guys. It's available wherever you are. I need you to register for that at lifestylesunlimited.com. And I will tell you, it's Wednesday, November 18th. We have one tomorrow, November 19th at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. We also have one Saturday, November 21st at noon Central Time. And then if you want to check out a case study to see how the numbers really work, there is a case study both on December 3rd and December 10th. Both of those start at 6 p.m. Central Time. Again, register at lifestylesunlimited.com. And if you already know that you're interested, or you think you may be interested in the two-day financial freedom seminar, the very next one is one that I teach, and it starts on December 1st. It starts on December 1st. And then we also have a Saturday-Sunday version of that that starts on December 5th. To register for that, go to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com. The promo code is DEL, D-E-L. And before we jump off, we have national member events. These are for members, but this will give you a taste for what we're actually doing within LU Nation. We have an educational webinar on December 2nd, and the title of that is How the Biden Tax Plan Will Affect Real Estate Investors. That'll be interesting to see. We also have road trips coming up. This is where we're doing this by video right now, but this is where we actually examine a member's property. Look at the numbers. We look at the pictures. We ask questions. That's an educational road trip on November 20th. We have an acquisition road trip featuring five properties in five different markets. That's analyzing a deal for multifamily. That's also November
20th. Lee, I got to cut you off, man. I know we've got a ton of stuff going on out there. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.